Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. We are back live, and we'll go around the U.S. and the world of soccer to get you caught up on the latest from Major League Soccer, the NWSL, who will be finishing off their season this coming weekend with the final, and, of course, Europe, where the UEFA Champions League kicks off this week. Dick Howard and will join Joe and I to talk about the groups and what we think is going to happen with the Champions League. And, of course, all the league action in a big match in Italy today. A very surprising team is in second place in Serie A right now. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the big matches in MLS with Michael Lewis, including Zlatan Ibrahimovic scoring his 500th goal. And what a memorable goal. It was number one on the SportsCenter top 10, and deservedly so. I don't know if Dick was at the game. The game was in Toronto. I'll see if Dick was at the game to give a report on that. And there was also a wild match yesterday between the Red Bulls and DC United. And we'll talk about that. And again, I mentioned the NWSL final is this weekend, but we don't know what teams are playing yet. We don't only won the Portland Thorns. The other match, we'll talk about what happened. Definitely an impact from Hurricane Florence and a controversial decision by the league on how to handle the semifinal. So we'll talk about that. But let's bring in our good friend, live from Miami, Florida, Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. Coming to you from the Sunshine State, which is a lot of sunshine over here with a lot of work, a lot of warm weather, and thank God for air conditioning, because without that, my God, you won't be able to support the heat that is outside, especially around noon. But in any event, we are talking soccer, and certainly it's the game that we love, and I'm glad to be on the radio with you in Rochester, and the suburbs, all the suburbs of Rochester. I want to say hello to all our friends, all our listeners, and keep a listen to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
And we hope you do. Let's keep listening. And mention about our friends on the west side. We have something new we wanted to mention, a couple of housekeeping things to start the show tonight. WYSL, our sponsor station, our flagship, has a new frequency in Rochester. For all of you folks who listen to us on the west side where Joe lives, it's based in Spencerport, and it's on 95.5 FM. So if you want to listen to us, especially when the winter months come around, which isn't too much longer, when it gets dark during our show, and if you're listening over the air, tune into either 95.5 FM or 92.1 FM to hear us more clearly, because the AM signal gets turned down at sundown because of interference with other radio stations. So be sure you also listen, of course, online at WYSL1040.com or our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, which will be updated in the near future with a brand new look and a lot more features. So we'll let you know how things are going with that. And the other thing, Joe, we wanted to mention is that one of our great friends of our show, someone who's been supporting us for many years, will be supporting us again for the next 12 months, Olindo's Food Service, Olindo Cash and Carry, and also the St. Padre Pio Chapel. And thanks to you and your friendship with Olindo DeFrancesco, we were able to do that.
Well, certainly we owe a lot to Olindo and to all our sponsors, because without them, we would not be able to have this show on the air. So from me and from you and from all the people that like our show, we'd like to thank all our sponsors and especially Olindo DeFrancesco, because he is a believer in our show. He is a friend, and we hope that this association will continue in the future. So I'm very pleased and very thankful that Olindo has chosen again to support our show.
And if you don't know about Olindo's, so I'll let you know real quick. He's located at 1510 Lyle Avenue, right near the railroad crossing, across from where Delco used to be, right down that end of Lyle Avenue near Mount Reed. And it is a place that you can go to get all the imported Italian food you could ever want. They can get them in quantity, so you don't have to pay money to the big stores, the big warehouse stores. It doesn't cost anything to go to Olindo. And you can just buy what you want at the store. You don't have to take any kind of membership fee. And just some of the specials this week. This is incredible. Daniele bulk rigatoni pasta, my favorite. 10 pounds for 69 cents a pound. You can't get that anywhere in the city of Rochester except for Olindo's. You got Recco Pizzelli's, all flavors, $2.49 each. Abruzzi pumice olive oil, a gallon for $10. I mean, Joe, you can't get anything like this in Rochester at these prices.
No, definitely not. And not only that, just for the pizza owner and for the business people, you know, there is also whole. He also distributes mozzarella. He distributes all the ingredients to. You know, to make pizza and to the restaurant and all the needs of the restaurant and pizza place need, he has it all. So, and the prices are very not competitive, are very cheaper than everybody else. So, please patronize our sponsor and just to go there and look around. They got everything. They got dishes. They got coffee maker. They got everything that you need. Not only as an Italian, but as a person that wants to have good food and serve good food for all the your guests and for your family.
And they are getting located at 1510 Lyle Avenue. They're open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday, closed on Sundays. And the website is olindofoodservice.com. They update their specials every Monday. It's always different specials depending on what he gets in from Italy. So definitely check the website out. And also, Olindo is a big promoter and proponent of the St. Padre Pio Chapel, which is located across the street from the Italian-American Community Center on Frank Domino Way in Gates. And we're very happy to have them as a sponsor as well of the show. Every Wednesday, they do a rosary from 3 to 4, Eucharistic Adoration with the Rosary with Communion and Benediction. They have a tours of the chapel. You can call Pia Palozzi at 621-6703. The chapel and gift shop are open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this website is stpadrepiochapel.com if you want to know more about the chapel. So, again, thank you to Olindo. Thank you to all of our sponsors at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Salvatore's and Soccer Sam. We couldn't do the show without him. Or without Bernie DiAcavangelo and Faber Homes and Claridge Design Center, and our good friend Doug Miller, the Doug Miller Family Sport Park, the Glacier Ridge Sports Park is what it's called now. Lots of things going on there. There's a big tournament coming up at the Doug Miller Family Sport Park. It is the Kick or Treat 3-on-3 soccer tournament, the old scorpion-style soccer where, I don't know if it's first goal wins, but it is. It's a very exciting tournament, and you can check that out. That's going to be held near the end of the September-October time frame. Again, you can go to GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com for more information on that. And, of course, our good friend over at Allstate Insurance, Enzo Scolo, who was a great benefit and a friend of our show as well at Allstate at Scolo Insurance Agencies. So, Joe, without them, we couldn't do our show.
No, definitely not, Andrew. And certainly, you know, we keep on saying every week, you know, how grateful we are. But I echo your sentiment that, you know, these are the people that really are helping us, not only, you know, for our show, but they help throughout the community in many other things, like Olindo, he supports Camp Good Days, and Toscolo supports a lot of other things throughout the community, soccer tournament, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, these are people that are committed to soccer. They're committed, and they believe in helping other people. So thanks to all of them, and thanks to the people that help us by going and patronize those sponsors.
That's right.
Know, like Olindo and like the Jacobangelo family, that they build the best home that you can buy at a reasonable price. Like Enzo Scolo, if you need insurance, you need to call them. And all the other people that have business and they can help you out.
That's right. If you're interested,
just by mentioning soccer kick in the grass.
If you're interested in sponsoring our show, you can give Joe a call at 585-414-5122, and we'd be very happy to tell you about our packages. We're going to be the most reasonable prices for advertising in Rochester. Plus, you'll be part of our family, and we take care of our family here on this show. But for speaking of our family and people we really care about, obviously Hurricane Florence had a devastating effect in the Carolinas, and you know, the Western New York Flash moved down there a couple years ago, but they're still part of our family here, and it's been rough. Charlotte got hit pretty hard. Cary got hit pretty hard. And unfortunately, they forced the move of the NWSL semifinal from North Carolina to Portland, Oregon. They're going to play tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on ESPN News. The Chicago Red Stars at North Carolina. The winner will play Portland this weekend for the championship in Portland. And unfortunately, the Courage will be missing their spiritual and their leader, McCall Zerboni. And we're so devastated, Joe and I, that McCall, in the playing for our national team on September 4th, suffered a serious injury. She broke her arm in three places after she was pushed down by a Chilean player in the back. She fell awkwardly, tore up her ligaments and cartilage, and she's recovering now, but she's going to be a while before she plays soccer again. And, Joe, I think you and I were... She's now in the prime of her career doing. She's nominated for the MVP of the league, and unfortunately, she's not going to be able to play for a long time.
Yeah. Well, we wish her a speedy recovery. We think of her. We pray for her, and you know, she's a resilient kind of a person, and I'm sure that it won't be very long, and she's going to be back on the field, doing the thing that she liked the best, playing soccer. And being a good wife, I believe.
Oh, I'm sure she did. I texted with Scott Val there. Everything's okay with their home, which is good. But obviously, there's a lot of controversy with the league moving that playoff game to Portland. I thought they should have tried to play it on the East Coast. I wonder if they even attempted to try to play the game here in Rochester. I'm sure they would have drawn a huge crowd at Marine Auto Stadium to see the Courage, formerly the Western New York Flash, against Chicago. But that's not what happened. So we'll talk more about that with Michael Lewis a little bit later in the show, but we're going to take our first break now on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Next up, we're going to be joined by Dick Howard, the International Report. We're going to preview the UEFA Champions League that kicks off tomorrow with some really mouth-watering matchups. And boy, I might take off some time from work to watch these great matches that are going to be this coming Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll talk with Dick next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, 95.5 FM, and live on the web at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.com. Lead the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. Just Top-notch monogramming is soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United. Top-notch monogramming is reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash. Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming. Peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. WISL AM 1040 and FM 92.1 and 95.5 West.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. And the 390 Expressway is right there. And if you're coming in from the east side, going down 490, you can get off at Lyle Avenue. The brand new exit is there. I took it yesterday to go see Olindo. And the building where Dr. Olivo is right behind the wall on your right-hand side. So it's literally right there off the expressway. And or definitely call the office if you have any questions about how to get there, 328-3382, or go to the website at davidolivodmd.com. Dr. Olivo does a great job. He's been serving Rochester for many, many years as a big soccer supporter as well, especially youth soccer. So, again, we're very happy that Dr. Olivo is our title sponsor this year on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, boy, it seems like forever. How are you doing up there?
Good. Nice to chat to you again, Andrew.
And Joe's down in Miami enjoying the beautiful weather.
But he always picks the good weather, Joe. But he deserves it. He deserves a holiday.
Very nice year.
So,
and the results. But what about that? Golazo.
Oh, my goodness. Were you at the
game? At BMO Field, no less. In Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number 500.
Were you at the game?
I was at the game.
Wow. What was the reaction of the crowd when Ibra scored that goal? You got to see it on replay. I can't even describe the goal, how he scored it. It is unbelievable.
The athleticism was unbelievable, wasn't
it?
But the fabulous thing, Andrew and Joe, that you will appreciate, even the TFC fans applauded the goal. And that has never happened. It's usually jeering or whistling or whatever, but there was spontaneous applause because it was such a remarkable effort. And Ibra, of course, celebrated in only way he can. But, it was remarkable. He now joins the exclusive 500 club with Messi and Ronaldo. And he said, I'm very happy for Toronto because they were my 500th victim.
Very nice.
Yeah, actually,
but it was a remarkable goal, and as I say, people in the press box are saying, how did he manage that? It was just incredible. You have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I guess I can't even – he scored it with his right foot on a volley in the area, but, I can't – words cannot do this justice. You have to look online. Just look up Ibrahimovic 500th goal, and you'll see it. It was number one Sports Center moment, which said something because soccer is never the number one Sports Center moment in the United States. So it was – and the best thing is Toronto won 5-3. So it's a great result.
Yeah, it was a defensive battle, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That was,
It was a remarkable game because Toronto went up 3-0, and you thought, well, that's it. And then Ibra got his goal just before half-time, and then suddenly in the second half, 3-2, 3-3, and then TFC fans were getting a little bit agitated. And finally, Osorio got a goal. He's got some great clutch goals this year for TFC. He got the fourth goal, and then the TFC scored a fifth goal. But it certainly wasn't a defensive battle. Lots of mistakes. But I say a thriller and the golazo.
And there's a big match coming up on Wednesday, Dick. It's going to be Toronto and Tigres for, I guess, the unofficial championship of, you know, Mexico versus the United States.
The Campeones Cup is the champions of the Major League Soccer against the champions of Liga MX. And the two teams have played each other, of course, in the CONCACAF Champions League. And in that game played earlier this year, home and away, it was 4-4, and TFC won through on away goals. So I'm sure the Tigres have won a little bit of revenge for that. And the interesting thing from my standpoint will be the kind of team that Leirani will put out, because they've got a lot of important games if they want to get in the playoffs, and whether he'll have his strongest team or whether he'll rest some players remains to be seen at the moment.
I guess we'll see how important they think the game is. The Toronto FC plays Red Bulls down in New York this weekend, so a huge match there. But, Joe, I know you're happy because CR7 finally got on the score sheet. He got both goals for Juventus against Sassuolo, who are well up in the table. So a big win for Juve.
Well, certainly I'm very, very happy. I was excited to have him on the team. But, you know, I was worried that the way they were marking him all the time, you know, he won't be able to score. But I'm glad that he scored two goals, and now he's ready for the Champions League.
Yeah, champion. We'll talk about that in a second. But there was a match today in Italy, and talk about surprises right now. Juventus leads Serie A, no surprise there. But if you look at number two, it's not Napoli, it's not Inter, it's not Milan, it's Spal. Spal is in second place in Serie A after winning against Atalanta 2-0 today. Wow, that's just incredible.
That's a great result for the team from Ferrara. They've been in the top league over the years. They've been in Serie A, and they've been down in the lower leagues, haven't they, Joe?
Yeah.
In fact, I saw Parma training in a facility north of Toronto when they were playing an exhibition game in Canada many years ago, and I think that was remembering for me. But interesting result, and as I say, great result today. And it's great to see this. Frosinone, I know, are having a tough time of it. But certainly Sassuolo just, 2-1 against Juve. It's great when you see the David and Goliath situations that we talked about so often, don't we?
It's an incredible league. You know, if you look at the table, there is a lot of teams that are tied for like four points, 5 points, 6 points, and then you got Juventus leading with 9. So it's very, very close. So it just anything can happen on a given day.
That's for sure. Just like in England, anything can happen. You know, Watford, they came so close to getting a result against Manchester United. They just couldn't pull themselves out of the 2-0 halftime deficit, but they're still sitting up in fourth place.
Go on, Andrew. Tell us who's on top.
Oh, it's a team that plays in blue, and they are from London, and they're my favorite team. And Eden Hazard with a hat trick with a 4-1 win over Cardiff, so they're tied with Liverpool. If Watford had won, I was listening to the Talk Sport in England, and they said the announcer said they could not remember ever a time that after five matches, there were three perfect teams at the top of the Premiership, but that didn't happen with Watford. But you still have Chelsea and Liverpool, and coincidentally, in 2 weeks, they will play each other at Stamford Bridge, and it'll be live on NBC at 12:30, Saturday the 29th. Wow, what a game that's going to be. If they stay undefeated, you never know. There's still matches to play this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's great. Manchester City, of course, staying in contention. The Manchester United starting to get on the win column for a change. But, no, that's going to be a game that you'll have to pay a fair few pounds for a ticket for that game.
That's for sure. So we'll talk more about that next week. But this week, it's the Champions League kicking off. And you mentioned Manchester City. The current betting odds are favoring Manchester City as the team to beat, which is a little surprising. I would have thought Liverpool would have been a little bit higher given the way they've started the season. But they're in a very tough group, and that may be part of the reason why they're not as high up as City is.
Well, I tell you, guys, it, I think is very competitive. I think it's the most open Champions League that I've seen in years. You go through all the groups, and there's, in most groups, you know, there's three teams battling for two spots. And I think it's going to be very competitive and difficult for Real Madrid to repeat, of course.
Yeah, that will be tough. Well, let's go through the groups here real quick. So Group A, we've got another team that people are favoring, Atletico Madrid. And they'll be going up with Borussia Dortmund, featuring, of course, U.S. international Christian Pulisic, Club Brugge out of Belgium, and AS Monaco. We're having a tough time of it so far in France, but they've been a quality side in the past. But what do you think about that group, Dick?
Well, you rightly, when you mentioned Atletico Madrid, they've always done so well, and you can't see them falling off. I think it'll be a battle for the second spot would be between Borussia and Monaco. Monaco, not a good start to the season in Ligue 1, but I just might give my edge to Borussia Dortmund because they've got that fabulous home support that is very intimidating for visiting teams.
It certainly is.
I think it could be that's the case in that game.
Monaco, of course,
playing one of the smallest stadiums in Europe.
Yes,
but
they do.
It's going to be very competitive. And as you say, great games to start with Club Brugge and Borussia and the big one, of course, between Atletico Madrid and Monaco.
Yep. So for B, Joe, the team that nobody wanted in their group was Inter because they were in pot number four, and they ended up in Group B. You've got Barcelona, Spurs, Inter, and PSV Eindhoven in Group B, and I'm sure the Inter fans are not too happy with that draw because it's a very tough group.
Definitely not because Inter is not doing so well as we speak, and there is a lot of talk about the reason why, and Spalletti is certainly has not been able to figure out what's going on with the team, and so I don't see them. I hope that they come out on the winning side, but they're going to have a tough tournament.
Well, Spurs lost at home to Liverpool on the weekend, so I think Barcelona is still the favorite there, even though they're still doing well. Messi's didn't do that well over the weekend. But
yeah, Barcelona. I think Spurs, I give the edge to Spurs over Inter Milan, and I don't think PSV will be in contention, but you're right, Barca will be, I think, on the top spot in Group B.
Well, Group C, I think that's going to be the toughest group. You've got three real heavyweights in there. You've got Liverpool, who lead the Premiership undefeated. PSG, leaders in France, undefeated. And Napoli, third right now in Serie A. And then Red Star Belgrade is definitely the minnow in that group. But the first matchup is going to be Liverpool against PSG from Anfield. Oh, my goodness. What a matchup that's going to be. They're already talking about Neymar diving in this match. That's already the talk.
Mbappe as well. You know, there's some very talented attacking players, of course, of both teams. The one thing, and I was watching the PSG game of the weekend, there's a bit of a concern with regards to the defensive, the back four of PSG. They're very good going forward. Get the goals, but a little bit vulnerable at the back, and especially if Thiago Silva, the Brazilian central defender, is not playing. He was injured in the game of the weekend.
That could be a big issue for PSG. That, by the way, that you mentioned that if you want to watch these matches, it's a new network that's covering the Premiership or the Champions League this year. It's TNT, Turner Network Television. So definitely look it up on your cable or your satellite. It's a brand new network. They've gotten the rights to the Champions League, the Turner family of networks. So they're going to be doing all the big games Tuesday, Barcelona PSV, and then followed by Liverpool PSG. And then Wednesday will be Real Madrid against Roma will be the big match. But Group D, Dick, when I saw this group come out, I thought to myself, this is the weakest group I have ever seen in the Champions League. Literally, there are no heavyweights.
I wouldn't disagree
Bob
with you
Turgut,
at all.
Our good friend Bob Turgut is doing leaps and bounds because Galatasaray may be the favorite in this group out of Turkey because the group members are Porto, Schalke, Lokomotiv Moscow, who won the Russian Premiership last year, and Galatasaray. And the Turks may be the favorite, Dick, in that group. They are going to be very tough to beat at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. And I think home support is a lot in these games, you know, and some environments are very intimidating, and Galatasaray would be, you know, in that category. It'd be interesting to see how they do in their opening game against Lokomotiv Moscow, because I think that will set the tone. Probably the strongest team, arguably, would be Schalke 04 against a Porto team that does well in domestically, but on international competition hasn't done too well in recent years.
Norizabunga would be, Andrew, Norizabunga would be also excited.
Oh, yes,
for Galatasaray.
That's right.
Playing these games because Nuri is a very aficionado of Turkish soccer.
Very former owner of the Rochester Lions. Actually, he played for Galatasaray at one time.
Yeah.
So they could even, and Galatasaray once played here in Rochester against the Rochester Rhinos in an exhibition match. And I still remember it. There were over 1,000 Turks came down from Toronto just to see their favorite team. So that's going to be, that's Group D. Group E, certainly Bayern Munich is the heavy favorite in that group. It's the battles for second place with AEK Athens, Ajax, and Benfica. So I think that Benfica and Ajax probably would be the two teams fighting it out.
Yeah, I think, but it's great the return of Ajax. They've been out of the top leagues and cups in recent years. The same thing with Benfica. They need, you know, a former great team. Both of them former great teams that need a good run in Champions League to get back their fans. But definitely Bayern München will be the team to beat and the team to win Group E.
And Group F, another same situation. You have a clear favorite at Manchester City. Shakhtar Donetsk has done very well in the past. The Ukrainian side, they have a lot of very talented players. Hoffenheim from Germany and Lyon from France will round out that group, Dick. So I think, again, City is the heavy favorite. I think Shakhtar will probably go through as well.
Yeah, don't discount Olympic Lyon. I'm a big fan of Ligue 1, French football, and they are a team that I think could well go out of this group. But certainly Manchester City, the Sky Blues, will be strong favorites to progress.
Well, Dick, or sorry, Joe, you've got Roma in Group G and Real Madrid. They play each other on Wednesday at the Bernabeu. And I think Roma has a good chance, though, to get through in the group because the other two teams, Victoria Plzeň and CSKA Moscow, I don't think are as strong as Roma.
Well, we just hope the best for Roma because, you know, even though they're in the middle of the table, they're still playing good soccer, so we hope that all goes well for them.
And they did so well last year, Dick. They were one of the probably the big surprise of the Champions League last year.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't disagree. I think that Roma have got the personnel to progress along with Real Madrid, of course, who will be minus CR7. It'll be interesting to see how they continue without one of their superstars. But Gareth Bale and company will do the business, certainly in the group stages.
Well, CR7 is going to be wearing the black and white of Juventus in Group H, and certainly the heavyweights match up there will be Juventus and Manchester United. Boy, just what a coincidence that CR7 is going to play against his old team, Manchester United. The other two teams, Valencia, a very good side. That's who Juventus will open against. And Young Boys out of Switzerland. And that Manchester United has to go to Switzerland, I believe, in the first match, if I remember right. And that there's been some stories about that, because I guess there's a history between these two teams, Dick, the Young Boys and Manchester United.
I don't know. We'll maybe research that. But yes, the first game is in Bern with Manchester United, and the other one, of course, with Juve traveling to Valencia, which again will not be an easy game for the black and whites.
I agree with Dick, but we got CR7.
Well, the game.
Say no more. But as I say, guys, just looking through all the groups, I think it's going to be a great tournament this year. There's going to be some great competition at the group stages and the panel to get to the knockout stages. And with all the transfers and rivalries, you know, it's going to be a good one.
And don't forget the big money.
Oh, that's for sure. Big money this year. And like I said, it's going to be a great tournament. And the group stage will go on through the rest of this year. And then we'll have the knockout stage next year where anything can still happen there. But again, TNT, if you want to watch the matches, that's the new home for the Champions League. And we'll be talking about the matches next week, Dick, and what's going on, with Toronto FC and all the domestic leagues as well. So enjoy the match on Wednesday. We hope Toronto brings home the cup against Tigres, and we'll talk to you then.
Look forward to it, guys. Good chat to you again. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, Dick.
Bye-bye, Dick. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week with the International Report. And you can also hear Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report. That's coming up next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cougia Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. WISL AM 1040 and FM 92.1 and 95.5 West.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Olindo's Cash and Carry, specializing in imported items from Italy, located at 1510 Lyle Avenue in the city of Rochester, right near Mount Reed Boulevard. The number to call is 647-1985, or to see the week specials, visit olindofoodservice.com. And again, thank you to Olindo for sponsoring our show for the next 12 months, and we really do appreciate it. And we appreciate Michael Lewis as well. How's it going, Michael?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I am at a boys' soccer game here in Santa Maria's, Long Island. I'm covering it for a local newspaper, and it's I call it one of the great derbies of high school soccer here on Long Island. Santa Maria's is beating Matatuck 2-0 with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. I know none of your listeners or our listeners want to hear about that, but I just thought I'd warn people, if you hear people shouting or cheering in the background, there's a reason.
Well, only for another 3 minutes, and then we'll have halftime. So we timed this out just perfectly.
Well, on the contrary, yeah. Mike, I think that it'd be good for our listeners to know that young boys and young girls are playing soccer all over the United States, and soccer is still the most popular sport throughout the world.
You know, it's one reason why I wanted to cover this game tonight. This is the, we believe it's the longest soccer rivalry on Long Island. It goes back to, get this, 1937.
Wow.
And, Joe, I don't know if you were around back then, but that's a long time ago.
I know.
And it's just great to see some really good soccer here tonight.
I come about a year after that.
Okay.
So, Michael, a lot of things to talk about here, but we mentioned at the beginning of the show about the NWSL and the playoff situation, the match having to be moved from North Carolina, the semifinal, where it was already sold out, by the way. 10,000 people were going to be attending, and they moved the game not anywhere near to North Carolina or Chicago. They moved it all the way out to Portland. And there were a lot of, I think, people that were very upset about that, especially that North Carolina, being the Supporters' Shield winners with a record season, having lost just one game all year, very similar to the Rhinos back in 2015. They're having to go and play their semifinal in front of a very hostile crowd because the Portland Thorn fans do not like the Courage, formerly the Flash, for many reasons.
You know, unfortunately, that was a controversial decision. I would have liked to have seen the game within driving distance of Cary, North Carolina. Let's put it in Washington, D.C., maybe at the Soccerplex in Boyd, Maryland. I don't know if that would have been available for the game. Just to give the fans of the North Carolina Courage a chance to attend the game. I know the stadium isn't as big as Salem Stadium at Wake Med Soccer Park, but it's an unfortunate thing. Knowing Paul Riley, the coach of the Courage, he's going to get his team ready and prepared no matter where they play, whether it's on the moon, in a supermarket parking lot, like he said last week, or on a soccer field. But I feel for the for the fans of North Carolina not getting a chance to cheer on their team. I was also disappointed with the fact that the league took their time to make the decision. I thought they should have made it earlier, no matter what the decision was going to be. But I think they should have gone into the U.S. soccer coffers. They have billions of dollars, and used, you know, $50,000 of it. This is a championship, a national championship, and the women deserve better, no matter what team they are.
Exactly. The other thing is that the Courage and Chicago are playing tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Portland played on Saturday, so they're going to have a full week of rest while either the Courage or the Red Stars are going to have just 3 days of rest before the championship game. And that is totally unfair. I think, I'll say it here, I think that the league is stacking the deck for Portland. They want Portland to win the championship in front of their home fans because it's a great media opportunity. And, again, there's some people out there who do not like the Courage for a number of reasons. And they're making it very difficult for them to cap this season. I mean, let's say bluntly, if they win this championship, they are the best women's soccer team on the planet, period, club team, because they already beat the European champions earlier this year. So
we shouldn't be doing that, stacking the deck for any team. You know, and the best, the best way to live is the best way for revenge is to live in, is to live well, and I think you know, the Courage, if they're good enough and smart enough, they will live well this week, win Tuesday, and then they'll win over the weekend. You know, this kind of reminds me of the 1998 MLS playoffs, and MLS learned a lesson, and what happened was, D.C. United played a Wednesday game before Soccer Bowl in Los Angeles that Sunday. And basically, the Chicago Fire won that game 2-0. Chris Armas, by the way, shut down Marco Echeverri in that game, the same Chris Armas who coaches the Red Bulls. But Bruce Arena complained that, heck, we had to play Wednesday night, and then we had to travel to Los Angeles. That's not fair at all. And yes, people say that he whines a lot, complains a lot, but he had a very, very good point there. And the league learned from that. Unfortunately, people kind of forget history lessons 20 years ago. It's easy to forget.
That's for sure. So, Joe and I were talking earlier, Michael. I know it's the last thing on our list, but I want to mention it. There's been some talk about Inter Miami, the new team in Miami owned by David Beckham that's going to start in 2020. And I know, there's a lot of excitement down in Miami, especially if the player Beckham wants to get actually starts to play for Miami in 2020.
Yeah. That
player is Lionel Messi.
What?
That player is Lionel Messi.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
I if he doesn't do headers well, forget about it. If I want big, strong, tall players on my team, seriously, I mean, that would be a coup. I know there had been rumors before about him getting Ronaldo, and they're two entirely different players, except they are two. the highest of orbits for any player on this planet. But, you know, you get someone like him who isn't that far off from his prime, that would be one hell of a boost. And let's face it, if there's one person who could convince Lionel Messi to come over here, it's someone with star power like a David Beckham. And it would be an intriguing move. It would definitely put the league in more into an international spotlight. You know, you talk about publicity. You're talking about publicity day in and day out, because I think the Hispanic press would want to know every time Lionel Messi picks his nose. That's how big it was. Listen, I remember Maradona. I used to buy Italian papers from Italy. And they, during his prime with Napoli there, they would have not a story every day. They would have pages about Maradona. And granted, has forgotten more Italian than I'll ever know. But, you know, just looking at it, trying to figure out what was said there, using a dictionary, having a friend help me understand what was happening. He was put under the spotlight big time. But that's what soccer needs in this country, you know, spotlight under, you know, big time.
Even today in Naples, they think that Maradona is a god. You know, nobody can say anything bad about him. There is so many good stories, so many so many people that love the man because he was the Napoli's hero.
He led him to a Serie A championship, which is just something that doesn't happen in Napoli. And the reason why Beckham wants Messi is because he's going to promote this team as a South American-type team. He said there isn't any kind of real solid South American influence in MLS from a team perspective. That's why he named the team Inter Miami, or Internacional Club de Football Miami is the full name of the team. Mm-hmm. And so Messi's contract with Barcelona ends in 2021. But obviously, they could buy that out if it comes down to it. You know, how much would Messi want to play in America? I think if he got the opportunity to maybe get a partial ownership of the team, I think Beckham could dangle that carrot. And I remember you mentioned about the presence of the league and what it would do. I remember about 10 years ago that a player from England came over to MLS, coincidentally named David Beckham, and it immediately brought the... Everyone wanted to know what was going on in MLS because of Beckham. It was all over the world because that's the type of player Beckham was. People were following him from everywhere. If Messi comes here, it's going to be the same thing. And if anyone could do it, it's Beckham.
Well, actually, there is another attraction. It's Miami.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful
city.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, with all due respect to David Beckham, and I know the movie Bend It Like Beckham definitely put him up there for people who didn't know anything about the game or too much about soccer. But Messi is a household word everywhere. I think there are a lot of non-soccer fans who know who Lionel Messi is. And I think a lot of people could relate to him because he's not the biggest player in the world. And, you know, people will say, hey, yeah, I'm just as big as him, but look what he can do. Look at the magic he could produce with the ball. So if that happens, would be a big, big, big feather or maybe feathers in the cap of MLS. Lord knows how the league will grow from there, but it would be a big deal for the league, no doubt about it.
Well, let's hope it happens. I would love to see it. I'm not a big fan of Messi, but obviously it would be a great accomplishment for MLS to have a player who, you know, Garvey will leave for many people is the greatest player who ever lived. And we'll see what happens there. But before I let you go, Michael, the big match over the weekend, DC 3, Red Bulls 3, and Bradley Wright Phillips, talking about a great player, just continues to show why he, you know, over the last X number of years, he has been the best scorer, if not best player, in MLS.
You know, I'm starting to run out of words of how I could describe BWP, Bradley Wright Phillips. He's a player. He's a gamer. He brings it every time, whether or not he gets the hat trick like he did yesterday or he gets blanked. Yes, he needs to be fed. He needs teammates to get him the ball, but once he gets the ball, he produces his own magic, and that's making it disappear behind a goalkeeper. And that bicycle kick yesterday, overhead kick, whatever you want to call it, was magnificent. As a soccer connoisseur, and I consider myself a soccer fan, probably a fan of soccer, I'd live for moments like that. I don't care what player it is, but when if it's someone that I've covered for a long time and who I admire as a man and as a player, I can't feel happier for him. He's a special person and a player as well.
Well, the Red Bulls have two gigantic matches coming up this Saturday, 5 p.m. that will host the defending champions, Toronto FC. Big match for both teams. That's at 5 o'clock. And then next Sunday, Michael, the Red Bulls will host Atlanta, and the Supporters' Shield may be decided in that match on the 30th.
Yeah, I think that will decide the supporter shield. Red Bulls are in a must-win situation for that. It's just as important for the Red Bulls to finish 1-2 in the league, 1-2 in the conference to make sure they avoid that midweek playoff knockout round game. But, yes, supporter shield obviously can go a long way securing home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And if you're fortunate enough, good enough, maybe hosted as MLS Cup. Atlanta, I think a draw. They'll take a draw at Red Bull Arena because they're just going to split the points, and the Red Bulls won't be able to advance on them. I know that's a subject we'll probably be talking about in the next few weeks a few times, too, as we get closer to that match. But I'm looking forward to that one.
It's going to be a good weekend for soccer fans in New York, that's for sure. Well, Michael, enjoy the rest of the second half of your match, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Great timing. This second half is about to begin. Have a good one, gentlemen. Great to be on. Thanks for putting up with me here at the game.
No problem.
Thank you, Mike.
It's Michael Lewis live from Long Island tonight as he's covering one of the big soccer rivalries, longest-running soccer rivalries in New York State, going back 81 years. That really says something.
1937. Can you
How about that?
Well, we'll be back. I was born.
We'll be back to wrap up Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. WISL AM 1040 and FM 92.1 and 95.5 West.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in Rochester, New York. Joe Sirianni in Miami, Florida. Joe, a couple quick news notes before we go. Just happened to check it out. Mentioned Diego Maradona. Well, he is now the new manager of the second division Mexican team, Dorados de Sinaloa. And from what I'm reading here, it is complete bedlam and chaos in that city. Everyone is following Maradona around. They can't even go to a restaurant and eat. So it's still, even at 50-something years old, or 57 years old, Maradona is still Maradona.
Exactly. And just an aside note, my daughter just brought up a picture of the David Beckham proposed stadium. It's beautiful. They got many soccer fields. They got, I don't know how much land, but it costs almost $1 billion. And he's got the money. He's got a private investor. So it's just waiting to have the approval for the land right now.
That's going to be a very successful event. They get messy. That team is going to sell out every match. We had a couple minutes left. One more note. Gucci Onyewu, the U.S. international, played in the World Cup for the United States. He announced his retirement today after a 15-year career. He didn't quit at halftime like one of the Buffalo Bills players did. He did it as a class individual as he is. So it was Gucci Onyewu, the best in his next part of his life. And Joe, that's going to about do it for the show, boy. And I thank Bob D'Angelo. Without Bob, we couldn't be doing the show from two different locations.
Exactly. Bob is an angel in disguise.
Oh, not a disguise. I think he shows it every day. And we want to thank everyone for listening. Of course, again, all of our sponsors for being with us or staying with us for our show and supporting us. Again, if you want to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, you can call Joe Sirianni at 585-414-5122, and we'll give you all the information. We'd love to have you be a part of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family. And this has been Andrew Battisti with Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, as you mentioned, Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL, and of course, Mr. Sirianni in Miami. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL. And again, don't forget the brand new frequency, 95.5 FM on the west, along with 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.